This is True News for Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. I'm Edward Zoll. U.S. troops have been deployed to the front lines in Ukraine. Tens of thousands of American soldiers, along with tanks, artillery, and Apache attack helicopters, are being deployed across the Atlantic to take up combat positions along Russia's border. NATO says the concentration of over 40,000 troops and their bayonets is for the upcoming Defender Europe drill, which just happens to be practicing a full-spectrum invasion of Russia's Crimea. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has warned he won't back down and that U.S. warships currently en route to the Black Sea should turn around immediately for their own good. But President Biden hasn't buckled either and says America will act firmly in defense of Ukraine. Join me to discuss this story and more are True News founder Rick Walls and Doc Burkhart.
Hello, Edward.
Edward, I'm surprised how fast this has escalated, and I'm troubled by how dangerous it has become in a matter of days.
40,000 troops.
There's lives on the line now.
Most of those 40,000 troops are American soldiers.
Yes.
And our audience, you need to understand, think about this. Joe Biden has sent 20,000, 30,000 American soldiers to the border of Russia. Nobody's reporting it.
No.
Nowhere in the United States. You don't see this anywhere. It's a non-story. A total of 40,000 NATO troops, most of them American soldiers, are on the border of Ukraine and Russia. But we can't get soldiers to the Texas border to stop the invasion coming in over the Mexico border.
Or the streets of Minneapolis as Target and the Dollar General burn in a new riot.
But Mr. Biden, doing what his master, Barack Hussein Obama, is telling him to do, is itching for a war with Russia. This has got Obama's fingerprints all over it. Obama wanted a war with Russia.
Yes. Yeah, in the Ukraine.
And the Ukraine.
Yes.
And he's back, and you can just smell and feel and sense Barack Obama manipulating world events to get this war going. It's extremely dangerous. And the Russians are being very blunt about their response or what their potential response is. They're moving a lot of troops.
Yes.
And they have every right to move troops to defend their border from a possible NATO invasion. Let's take a look, Edward, some of the stories that we have about this buildup.
So this week, as we've been covering, the NATO leaders from Germany to the United States have been discussing what to do about Ukraine. Ukraine wants membership. Well, NATO and the U.S. have vowed to support Ukraine. They haven't given them membership just yet, but they're going to stand strong behind them, according to our Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. He said the U.S. stands firmly behind the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. And what that means is that we support the Ukrainian military and our NATO forces invading the territory currently occupied and defended by Russians.
Which puts the United States on the line to go to war with Russia.
Right.
Because Ukraine has an argument with Russia. And so Mr. Biden is willing to risk all of our lives, our children, our grandchildren, our future, everything. He's willing to risk everything to enter a war that has nothing to do with us.
Right. And you have to ask the average American citizen, what are we defending? What are we fighting for in the Ukraine? Does anyone know? Can anyone actually answer that question? What is it that American lives are being traded for? No one can answer that. In fact, this story about the troops being deployed in Ukraine by NATO and the U.S. is buried, as Rick said at the beginning. The big story from Mr. Biden today, President Biden today, was that we're going to withdraw troops from Afghanistan by September 11th this year.
To move them to Europe?
That was my response. The only reason why you would pull troops from Afghanistan in that sandbox of hell that you've been putting troops in for 20 years is to have them trained to go to Ukraine and kill some more people.
And they only made that announcement because the Taliban pulled out of the Turkey peace talks.
And I'll believe that story when I see it, by the way, too. So
when you survey the international news today, you clearly see a picture of military troops and weaponry on the move, not only in Europe, but in Asia, in the South Pacific, in the South China Sea, in the Middle East. You're seeing
the Persian Gulf.
On the Korean Peninsula. There's military movement going on today. And again, here in America, True News is the only news source that's paying attention to it, that's reporting it, that's telling anybody who has ears to hear, the world is preparing for war.
Right.
These aren't just rumors of war. These are preparations for war. Le Figaro reported that Emmanuel Macron has met with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
We plan to meet on Friday.
They're going to meet this Friday?
Yes, and specifically on the quote, rising tensions in Ukraine. But this meeting's important because, as we already saw, that President Zelensky's bid to Biden to try to get our president to commit support. This meeting with Emmanuel Macron, the leader of a country that has an available military to send in addition to the U.S. troops, this will be the first trip by Zelensky out of his country to, again, try to lobby for this support. Emmanuel Macron can put a lot of weight behind this, as did the French in Syria and in Yemen. The French, if they support this, you could see action by the weekend.
Right. So you have the Ukraine foreign minister that is out there courting NATO. He's been up there all this week. Now you have President Zelensky of the Ukraine. He's out there making googly eyes at Macron later this week. So we're beginning to see that timeline is being compressed now, aren't we?
Yes. Story in Kommersant newspaper in Russia. Enemy tours, a squeeze around Russia. And the second part of it said, in the English translation, was U.S. prepares allies for war with Russia.
Right.
As we've spoken about General Austin's trip to Israel, but we were not aware that he had planned for the rest of this week to be in Europe, to go to London, to go to France, to go to Germany. And actually today, he's in Germany talking with the heads of NATO, the heads of the German military in this sense, about what will the response be if, let's say, more Russian or Ukrainian soldiers end up dead by the weekend. In the article, as you already noted, Rick, the Russians are very clear about what's happening. This is the top story in their country. This is from the Kommersant. Said U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's European tour will kick off in Berlin, where he will meet with his counterpart, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, and the Chancellor's Foreign and Security Political Advisor, Jan Heckler. Now, the topic of talk declared by the Pentagon is the detrimental effect of strategic rivals and the continuation of the dialogue on the position of American forces in Germany and other countries. Now, it also said that in this talk, Lloyd Austin will fly to Brussels, meet with NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg, and he'll discuss how the alliance is fighting against Russia's destabilizing behavior. But you have to wonder if the troops in Germany, that said they're being shifted, are these troops now going to be repositioned? Their new base of duty will be either in Poland or, in this case, Ukraine. That alone could be 30,000 troops.
Another thing in this article, of course, the Western media and Western politicians are saying NATO's going there. We're sending troops there because we want to stop Russian aggression.
Right.
But Russia hasn't done any aggressive acts against anybody.
Except come to their border in response to what they see NATO doing across the border.
Precisely. And so Dmitry Peskov, who is the spokesman, the president, he's the press secretary to President Putin, he said, the Russian army moves on Russian territory.
Yes.
In the directions in which it considers it necessary, in the form in which it considers it necessary to ensure the reliable security of our country, this should not cause the slightest concern to anybody. In other words, it's none of your business We're moving our troops inside our country as we see fit for the security of our country.
And I like how you occasionally flip the script, Rick. You know, let's say that we had troops that were moving along our border or moving across the U.S., either along the Canadian border, Mexican border, and another nation commented on it. Well, mind your own stinking business. Okay. It's our country. We can move our tanks and soldiers anywhere we want to.
But if that other borders. If that other country puts 40,000 soldiers on your border, you better believe you have a right and a duty to move your troops to that border. And that's precisely what Russia is doing to brace for a NATO attack. I've seen this coming for years, but I'm trying to come to grips with the reality that, oh my gosh, we really are getting ready to do it.
I think they
Biden's getting ready to invade Russia.
I think they have finally convinced themselves that they can fight Russia and beat them. I think they have finally convinced themselves, Rick. They've totally deceived themselves.
It's only madness. Only a madman would think like this.
Well, they're preying on the Russians not using their nuclear weapons. That's the whole crux of the strategy. If they can get the Russians not use nukes, they might succeed
What makes you think the Russians won't use their nukes? If you got troops invading your territory, you're going to use whatever you've got to do to stop it.
And the only thing saving them is that Russia's never used them. As you said, it's a crazy strategy. It's literally staring at a man with a gun pointed to your face and saying, you won't shoot.
It's not our business. It is not our business. I want to celebrate our troops. I want to celebrate soldiers and their service, but I don't want them in a situation where they're in an illegal situation where I know what's going to be sold. There's going to be some sort of attack, some sort of accident, some crazy thing is going to happen. Then suddenly we've got to go to war. We've got to defend America.
Of course, it'll be a false flag to start the war. But at the root of it is America's ruling elite is absolutely mad.
Right.
They are demented. I'm talking about the ruling elite of the society, of American society. They're power hungry. They're money hungry. They want to conquer Russia. They want to own Russia. They want to rule the world.
They want to do it while they're trying to pretend as if Russia is the aggressor. Kommersant had a very interesting addition in their article. They said it's not just a practice for invasion, but we're so arrogant, we're actually practicing nuking their country with strategic bombers. In Kommersant, it said, the geography of the Defender Europe 2021 maneuvers, this is the NATO drill, which will involve 15,000 units of weapons and military equipment, covers 16 states and a significant territory from the Baltic to the Black Seas. According to military experts, the participants in the maneuvers will work out scenarios of armed conflict with the Russian Federation, including missile strikes on Russian military targets by strategic bombers of the U.S. Air Force taking off from the British Air Force base Fairford, as well as by the Alliance's naval and artillery strike groups in the Black Sea. They're planning to use the Navy, the Air Force, and bombers. I looked up this base. These strategic bombers are nuclear bombers. Okay, all the way in Britain, we're planning to test our capabilities right next to Russia's border.
We were on the road to war with Russia in the closing years of the Obama regime.
Right.
Then along came Donald Trump, interrupted the agenda. For whatever his faults, Donald Trump did not want to go to war with Russia. In fact, Donald Trump wanted to reach out and have some type of working alliance with Russia. And the deep state of this nation went berserk to stop him from having any kind of normal country-to-country relationship with Russia.
Which, in my opinion, would be a very smart move because you have China rising. Yeah. I mean, you need an alliance with Russia to respond. Do you want Russia to flip to China?
Well, we sent them to China. We did
that,
it.
We exactly did that because we want war. The only way we make money, the only way we eliminate the debt of nations is war. Because once you destroy a nation, you destroy its debt.
Well, Doug, we're not alone when it comes to seeing this. There is a few lone voices out there. I wonder, they're watching the program. The former Hawaiian Congresswoman, Tulsi Gabbard. She was allowed just a moment on network TV last night. But Rick, she literally repeated what we said on the program that night about what nuclear war and the horrors of that kind of a conflict have on the world. It's something that you shouldn't play with, and it's something that we're facing down as we threaten to invade Russia.
Let's listen.
The question for the American people is, are we willing to go to war with Russia on behalf of Ukraine? And we need to understand that such a war would come at a cost beyond anything that we can really imagine. Because this is not a war that is just, okay, this is going to be something that's happening to someone else, somewhere else on the other side of the world. No, this is something that will directly impact me and you, Tucker, every single one of your viewers, and all of our loved ones. And this is a war that is not a game. It's a war in which there are no winners, because you've got, you know, thousands of nuclear weapons that the United States has aimed towards Russia. Russia has thousands of nuclear weapons aimed towards us that could hit any town or city in America in less than 30 minutes and exact a cost upon every one of us that would result in excruciating death and suffering beyond comprehension, hundreds of millions of people dying and suffering, seeing their flesh being burned from their bones. This is something that you know, you can't really even imagine, and it's a cost that we will all pay. Yeah. So if you look at the impacts of what a nuclear war brings, it really brings about the end of the world as we know it, and our leaders should understand this consequence and take it seriously. And this is why President Biden, instead of continuing to escalate tensions and continuing this new Cold War between the United States and Russia, he needs to de-escalate these tensions, kind of, you know, take the heat out of it and actually focus on bringing an end to this new Cold War. Because if he doesn't, then it's not a question of if we go to war with Russia, if this war ends up with a nuclear holocaust. It really is then just a question of when. And if we continue down this path that we are on, it's something that could happen a lot sooner than any of us think.
Well spoken.
A nuclear holocaust and the flesh of Americans burning off. It's unimaginable.
Few people in this country are aware of it. I don't watch the news anymore. I don't watch any of the news networks. I don't give them 1 minute. The only news networks I see is when I'm sitting here in the studio and I'm watching the clips that you guys pick out.
We're saner for it.
I don't watch it anymore.
I don't watch it anymore either. I can't handle it. I can't handle it mentally.
Right. It's just propaganda. It's mindless propaganda.
I end up yelling at the TV.
And we're headed towards nuclear war, and you have people on these TV news networks talking about stupidities, just foolish, stupid things. To give you an idea, reinforce that NATO absolutely is preparing to attack Russia. This is a quote from Oleksiy Arestovych, I think I'm saying his name right. He is the representative of Ukraine in the Trilateral Contact Group on Donbass. He said, quote, this is on Ukrainian TV network. He said, quote, NATO is preparing for a war with Russia. In particular, the Defender Europe 2021 exercises are aimed at this. He said that NATO threatened Russians with, quote, big losses in the event of an attack on Ukraine. And he promised that Ukraine, quote, will shed so much blood that they will not like it, end of quote. This guy's a nut. This guy is a total whack job. He's a nut. And he's salivating for the United States and NATO to nuke Russia. And we got these lunatics in Washington, in the White House, in the Congress, in the Pentagon, in the CIA, in the National Security Council, in the news media, in the think tanks.
Lusting for war.
And they are lusting for this war. I'm going to tell you, Almighty God may let you get your wish, and it's going to go the opposite way, and you're going to cause your own nation, America, to be defeated and destroyed. There is an insanity in America's leaders. We've totally lost our minds, the whole society. I was reading an editorial today in a Japanese newspaper.
Right. Okay?
It was the senior Washington correspondent for a Tokyo newspaper, but he was writing in Tokyo, the newspaper. And he was very sad about what he was witnessing in America. He had lived in America for a long time as a journalist. He said he was very sad to see America crumbling. He said its inability to solve its own internal problems, its division, its strife, and that it's, listen to this, he said, it is no longer a masculine nation. And he was very sad. And otherwise, in other words, we've been feminized. We've been sissified.
The men aren't men anymore.
Yes, but we're acting.
Like children.
Children
Crazy
with clubs. Children with nukes.
Yes.
I mean, our military is purging. Our military leaders are purging the military to get rid of the patriots, to replace the patriots with transvestites, with whatever sexual deviancy wants to put on a uniform.
The more the better, okay? In the eyes of the
And then they want to go to war with Russia, which has no transvestites in their army.
Right. Okay.
Our leaders have lost their minds. And the military leaders of other nations are looking at this saying, the country, America's collapsing. It's collapsing and going mad at the same time. And that's what's so dangerous. Not only are we collapsing, but we're losing our minds at the same time. And we're dangerous because as a nation, we have thousands of nukes. And so we're a lunatic nation with a nuclear-armed lunatic nation. What do you do if you're a leader of another nation? You prepare to clobber them.
Right.
For the safety of the world.
Because
you're saying if this nation, America, is allowed to continue, it is going to destroy all of human civilization because they've lost their minds. And so I really think leaders in other countries are looking at America and saying they're far more dangerous than the Nazis were. I mean, if Hitler had the nuclear power that we have, if Hitler had the weapons that we had, what would he have done?
It wiped out America before Normandy.
It would have wiped out all of Western civilization. But it was the madness of the Nazi regime that was so dangerous. They were lunatics. Why? Because
they believed their lies.
Demons had taken possession of them.
Sanctism.
Demons had taken possession.
And they had abandoned God.
Yes.
And replaced God with the state. And that's exactly what we've done here. As we've abandoned God as a nation, we've replaced the state. No matter if you're on the right side of the aisle or the left side of the aisle, you have replaced the state as God. And that's the heart of the problem right there.
These are Russian troops that are building. The American troops. Sergei Shoigu, the Russian defense minister, said, quote, now American troops are being transferred from the continental parts of North America across the Atlantic to Europe. There is a movement of troops in Europe to the Russian borders. The main forces are concentrated in the Black Sea and Baltic region. I was shocked today when I read these stories. Now, we're getting these stories out of Russian news services that we translate into English.
Yes.
Because you're not going to find this in Western newspapers. You're only going to see stories about Russian aggression. But when I see the Russian defense minister saying, NATO, the United States is moving 40,000 troops to our border. I mean, that was the thing that hit me this morning, 40,000 troops. And then he's saying they're being transferred from the continental North America.
Yes.
They're leaving the USA and going to Russia. But we have an invasion underway in America.
That we're not defending.
At the Mexico-Texas border. And Biden and Harris act like they don't know anything about it. Of course they do. Of course they do. It's part of a plan. It's part of a plan to bring down the United States of America. Barack Obama is behind this entire operation. It is the destruction of America. The man is a human wrecking ball. He's a human wrecking ball. He's a man of destruction. He may be the son of perdition. He's a man of destruction, Barack Hussein Obama. Everything he does results in destruction. And he's bringing about, he's setting up the conditions for war right now, for nuclear war.
Well, the war with Russia isn't the only thing on the forefront. We've spoken last week about the buildup in the South China Sea. This week, U.S. carriers are staring down Chinese carriers. Two fleets looking at each other, and the only newspaper that, or really magazine that will report on it, is Popular Mechanics. Now, of course, they've got a naive headline that says U.S. and Chinese carriers are both sailing in the South China Sea. That's strange.
Yes.
What's strange is that most Americans are not aware that we've deployed a fleet of warships, fighter jets, troops, Marines, to test the Chinese in their own waters while we're doing our own detente with Russians right on their own border.
I'll tell you what's sad here is that this reporter at Popular Mechanics, I never thought about going to Popular Mechanics to get my geopolitical news, but I give them credit that at least they saw that U.S. and Chinese naval carriers are both sailing in the South China Sea. I give them credit for that. What's sad is that the reporter and the editors said, that's strange.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird. What's up with that? How about nuclear war? How about World War III? Could that be why U.S. and Chinese naval carriers are sailing in the same sea? They're getting ready for World War III.
And the Chinese are very busy, too. They've sent a destroyer off the coast of Japan. This is Japan Ford. This destroyer was seen off the coast of Japan, a Chinese vessel, oddly in Japanese waters, or at least close to it. The Chinese are clear that that is going to be their hegemony. That's going to be their manifest destiny for Asia.
Well, here's another publication, Japan Forward. They notice there's a Chinese destroyer off our coast.
That's strange.
That's strange. What's it doing there? Getting ready to nuke you? Getting ready to bombard you during World War III? That's what it's doing there? It's like somebody at Pearl Harbor. The sky is full of Japanese warplanes.
That's strange.
No, they're dropping bombs. Oh, no.
That's weird.
Well, the 38 North also saw something strange. They've looked at some satellite imagery, and it appears that the North Koreans are finally ready to deploy a ballistic missile submarine. This is the shipyard at Sinpo, and what has happened here is a 3,000-ton submarine produced by the North Koreans is in its final stages. They may actually test their submarine ballistic missile off of this now. Another escalation at a time when the United States is already overwhelmed by our domestic issues.
So, guys, think about this. United States and Russia go to war over Ukraine.
Yes.
China invades Taiwan.
Yes.
And
makes advances in the South China Sea. They're going to do that.
Yes. And Iran and Israel go to war. And North Korea attacks South Korea.
The entire world.
All at the same time.
And that is a very real possibility. I mean, what do you think World War is going to look like? It's going to involve the whole world this time.
Yes. Simultaneously. And that's what we're seeing, the possibility of happening right now. Israel is agitating at an extreme level. They're agitating Iran to strike. Iran has every legal justification to attack Israel.
And it looks like they might have today, Rick. There's a ship right off the coast of the United Arab Emirates that's owned by an Israeli company. It's the ship itself is called the Hyperion. It's an Israeli-flagged ship. This was reportedly hit with an Iranian missile today. Reports are it did not sink, but clearly we have issues now with an Israeli ship itself being attacked. Although,
I personally don't think Iran fired a missile this year.
Well, we hope not.
Because it's like, you know, it's like hitting, a giant with a pebble. I mean, Iran is facing a country, Israel, that wants to nuke Iran.
It has nuclear weapons itself to do it.
Yes. Why would you do something that has no possible likelihood of doing any serious damage? If Iran is going to attack Israel, they are going to open up their arsenal at one time.
And they have to. It's all or nothing for them.
All or nothing. So if you're not aware of what Israel did to Iran in recent days, let us show you, because there's another story that's not getting any coverage in the United States. Mossad was behind an attack on Iran's Natanz nuclear facility. Now, that's the Jerusalem Post. That's not true news giving you an anti-Israel story. That's the Jerusalem Post bragging that the Israeli Mossad attacked Iran's nuclear facility. And what did they do?
Well, this act of nuclear terrorism appeared to have been conducted by an operative infiltrating Iran's nuclear facility, getting 40 feet underground and placing an explosive device. This was then, according to the sources, the Jerusalem
inside a nuclear facility.
The most secure. This is the nuclear facility for the Iranians. Then this device was remotely detonated by the Mossad agent, and they've actually reportedly destroyed most of the centrifuges that the Iranians have succeeded in creating over these
Which will take decades. Iran years, maybe a decade, to
They're
rebuild.
Not getting nukes anytime soon, if they have them to begin with.
Okay, so Iran right now, they have to make a choice. Do they just suck it up and they say, okay, Israel attacked us. They did a serious attack on us. There's nothing we can do about it. And we just go on. I mean, we see what Israel does to Syria. Israel has bombed Syria hundreds of times over the past 7 years. Hundreds and hundreds of times. Syria has never retaliated, ever. And when they don't retaliate, what do you get? Another attack.
Right.
So Iran, the Iranian leadership knows, if we don't do anything, Israel's going to attack us again and again and again and again, because that's the mentality of the Zionists. They're always moving in to take another inch. And so I really believe Iran's going to attack them. And when they do, I believe all hell's going to break loose between Iran and Israel.
You know, this the Natanz facility was the same facility that was the primary focus of the Stuxnet virus back in 2010.
Yeah. Yes.
So this has been the focus of Israeli espionage. Obviously, they hardened their cyber systems and everything.
Israeli assassins have killed Iranian scientists?
Within recent days.
Yes.
And so
this has been going on for 10, 12 years.
But here in just recent days, they lost a prominent nuclear scientist. They had the ship, the Iranian ship that had been attacked. Now the physical attack on the Natanz nuclear facility. I don't know what is restraining the Iranians, to be honest with you, why they haven't gone ahead and retaliated, other than they're waiting for the perfect opportunity.
Yes.
Maybe they're watching Ukraine.
Yes.
Maybe they're watching North Korea. Maybe they're watching the South China
that's
Sea,
exactly.
And they're saying, well, just be patient.
Yes,
our time is coming.
That's exactly where I'm going, Doc.
Well, maybe they're
watching. When the war breaks out with the United States involving Russia and China and North Korea, Iran will launch an attack on Israel.
And they may also be watching the U.S. border. Because in addition to all of what we described in this segment, there was a very odd and very urgent issue in Mexico last night. And it's that a truck full of deadly radioactive materials was stolen, apparently by armed cartel members.
Now, this a very violent attack.
Yes, a very violent attack. They've taken what can be used to create a dirty bomb. Dirty bomb, much like what Saddam Hussein allegedly was producing. But this bomb could be given to cartels, could be given to terrorists, or just detonated right on the border.
Now, I want our audience to understand, this didn't happen in Europe. It didn't happen in the Middle East. It didn't happen in South America. Didn't happen in Southeast Asia. This happened within miles of the United States.
Yes. And this, the Mexican government press release last night said that the radioactive material was extremely dangerous,
and fatal contact.
And yes, that contact would bring serious harm or death within hours. So we have the assurance, right? Our border is secure.
It is.
Nothing can get across to our border thanks to Joe Biden. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they have the border locked down and secure. There's no way that terrorists could move that radioactive material across the border and bring it into the USA and release a dirty bomb in America, right? Don't we have a secure border? Of course we don't, because Biden has opened it up on orders of Barack Obama. That was the plan the moment they got in. Open the border. You know, I hear these talking heads, politicians, other than saying, they're talking about a crisis. And no, there's no crisis. It's a deliberate plan. Or they'll say, Biden has no plan. Yes, he does have a plan. It's working. And so now
we're well underway.
Now we have to wonder, did this truck full of radioactive materials, was it driven across the border? And is it inside the USA right now?
As an Iranian sleeper cell or one of the other various countries we're trying to start a war with, are they looking to use it against our Capitol building or any other military base in this country?
And if that doesn't keep you awake at night, this isn't the first time it's happened.
Oh, no.
No, this has actually happened at least once before. Here's a story from 2013, folks. Mexico finds stolen radioactive material amid dirty bomb fear. This has happened before in Mexico. So how many dirty bombs are in the U.S. right now? We don't know.
Until war breaks out. Now, one other thing before we take a break is we have social unrest again. We have rioting. This time, once again, in Minnesota. And so you have to be prepared for the possibility that our cities start burning again, just as we're going into a confrontation with Russia and China and Iran. And it's all part of a plan to bring about the destruction of the USA. We're rotting from the inside. We have traitors inside this country. Extremely dangerous time right now, Edward.
We're being run by a mafia, and they don't have our best interests at heart. We need to be in prayer as we go into this contentious summer. Well, thank you for watching part one of today's Godcast. True News has fearlessly reported the truth and proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom for over 22 years. True News is entirely supported by the faithful donations of our supporters. In this age of censorship and persecution, we ask you to stand tall with us by donating to True News each month throughout 2021. You can support True News by going to truenews.com, that is truenews.com, and just click on the donate button at the upper right corner or the heart on the left-hand side. Or you can call our toll-free number at 1-800-576-2116, that is 1-800-576-2116. Checks, money orders, and precious metals may be mailed to us at P.O. Box 690069, Vero Beach, Florida, zip code 32969. We'll be back in just a moment.
Well, there's no question it was a big cover-up from the top on down.
What did we do wrong? Why are we being labeled the bad guys? We can't talk about it.
Why would they go ahead and tell me not to say nothing? If you do, you're going to go to prison or worse.
sent all of us in different directions. That was to ensure that we didn't talk to each other and come up with a plan.
It was only the USS Liberty items that you were not permitted to put on your uniform.
Lies and deceit cover up the truth. We want to uncover the lies and deceitfulness for the last 52 years.
It's a terrific combination of American money, French equipment, and Israeli Air Force pilot.
What was he doing about all these people who were wandering in and out of the White House at the time?
His girlfriend from the Mossad told him that he could raise all kinds of money to continue the Vietnam War.
The story has to be told.
I am not saying anything about the Liberty, period.